Welcome to Cope and Tell, a podcast about Copenhagen and Denmark's history. Written and produced by Danish historian and tour guide Rune Edberg. This podcast features excerpts from Rune Edberg's book Know Your Dane, Unlocking the Secrets to the Danish Mentality, as well as stories from his two walking tours, World War II and Copenhagen, and Copenhagen's Dark History Walk. It is possible to book a spot on these tours on the website copentell.com. On this episode,
Danish scientists. Every great and deep difficulty bears in itself its own solution. It forces us to change our thinking in order to find it. Quote, Niels Bohr. Denmark has fostered Nobel Prize winners in science, physiology, chemistry, and medicine. The first was Niels Finsen, 1860-1904, who, in 1903, received the award for his work on the effect of light on health, when he found that bright rooms with sunlight had a good effect on hospital patients. The most internationally recognized Danish scientist is Niels Bohr. He received the Nobel Prize in 1920 for his work with atoms, their structure, and radiation. Hans Christian Ørsted, 1777-1851. The Danish chemist and physicist, Hans Christian Ørsted, discovered electromagnetism in 1820, which has had an influence on modern society and the relationship between electricity and magnetism, as he demonstrated that a magnetic needle from a compass is influenced by a power cord. This interaction between electrical currents creates magnetic fields, and between them, light and heat can manifest as a result. However, Ørsted wasn't always interested in research in the same field, so he shifted his focus to chemistry. In 1825, he became the first scientist to extract and produce a sample of aluminum. He also helped establish the current Technical University of Denmark. The University of Copenhagen, the university which Ørsted attended, has since named their Department of Chemistry and Institute for Mathematical Sciences after him. Later, the former state-owned energy company, DONG, was renamed Ørsted, also after Ørsted himself. Niels Bohr, 1885-1962. Niels Bohr was crucial in atomic research and quantum mechanics. He also had a close relationship with Albert Einstein. In 1913, Bohr developed his own atomic model, which explained his two key views. The atom can exist only in some very specific stationary states. Or, in other words, the electrons keep their stable paths and do not approach the nuclear nucleus. The atom can jump from one state to another but does not exist between two states. When that happens, the atom emits or receives energy corresponding to the energy difference between the two stationary states. From 1920 to 1962, Bohr was head of the department at the Institute of Theoretical Physics at the University of Copenhagen, later renamed the Niels Bohr Institute. This was only interrupted by a stay in Sweden during World War II, where, due to his knowledge of nuclear physics and his Jewish background, he was forced to flee when Denmark was occupied by the Nazis in 1940.
The gates to the dark history of Copenhagen are open once again. On this walking tour, we will take a journey back in time to some of the most dramatic, tragic, and dark events in the Danish capital's history. In the company of our historian Rune Edberg, we will visit the central locations in the old medieval part of the city centre. From Swedish besieges and British bombardments, to witch burnings and executions, Copenhagen was a much smaller city than today, enclosed and claustrophobic behind high city walls, and with sparse and primitive sanitary conditions, which became a threat to its inhabitants when the plague epidemic hit in 1711, killing one-third of Copenhagen's inhabitants. The dark part of Copenhagen's history includes poverty and poor housing, which played its part in the bad living conditions of the majority of the population. Other dramatic stories and events told on this tour include the cholera epidemic of 1853 and the city fires of 1728 and 1795, which have played a central part in shaping the current look and architecture of Copenhagen's city centre. We will also pass some of the Danish philosopher Søren Kierkegaard's old addresses, and the place where the world-famous Danish brewery, Carlsberg, was founded. So, book your spot on the tour now on Copentel.com.
Among his most important works was The Theory of Spectra and Atomic Constitution, 1922, and Atomic Theory and the Description of Nature, 1934. Today, he is regarded as the most important scientist Denmark has bred, and he is memorialized with a bronze statue outside the University of Copenhagen's main building in central Copenhagen. Inge Lehmann, 1888-1993. Like many other Danish inventors, artists, and scientists before her, Inge Lehmann was never really recognized or acknowledged in her home country. She was a trailblazer and broke through as a woman in a male-dominated field at that time. Her educational background, a master's in mathematics, but she would later make her breakthrough in seismology, and her research would change the public opinion of what is hidden inside the Earth's inner core. At the time, the general viewpoint was that the inner core of the Earth was liquid. Lehmann analyzed the shockwaves through seismography, thereby proving that the inner core of the Earth was solid. When she wrote Article P in 1936, she revealed that the Earth had an inner core, which had a great influence on seismology. That same year, she helped form the Danish Geophysical Society, of which she was a member from 1941 to 44. In 1964, she became an honorary doctorate at Columbia University. She also managed seismological stations in both Denmark and Greenland, and has subsequently been awarded several international scientific distinctions. While she never experienced recognition for her discoveries for the broader Danish population, she was recognized in 2017 as the first female researcher to have a statue dedicated to her at the entrance to the University of Copenhagen's old main building. The statue, Vor Fru Plads, the Square of Our Lady, is next to the statue of her old friend, Niels Bohr. Despite her official retirement in 1953, Lehmann was extremely active and released her last research article at the age of 99. Ebba Lund, 1923-1999. In her youth, Ebba Lund was an active member of the Danish resistance movement during the German occupation of the country from 1940 to 1945. She was known for wearing a red beret while she was on missions, which gave her the nickname Little Red Riding Hood. Lund distributed illegal magazines and saved Danish Jews by getting them in contact with Danish fishermen, who took them to safety by sailing them to neutral Sweden. Lund had a great humanitarian mindset, and she always wanted to do good things for mankind. After the war ended, Lund worked as a chemistry engineer, a biologist, and a virologist. At the age of 46, she became the first female professor at the Royal Veterinary and Agricultural College, a part of the University of Copenhagen. Her field of study was broad in scope, from water pollution to lab infections and virology for veterinary students. As to infectious agents, she was the world's first researcher who calculated how to dose disinfectants in wastewater. She educated on the consequences of sewage for society, and for the people working in sewers who are prone to infection. In her later years, Lund also had a great interest in genetic engineering. She was an atypical woman for her time and was not afraid to break the rules when voicing women's rights. Not many know that she was also a descendant of the Danish philosopher and author, Søren Kierkegaard. She donated one of his rings to a Danish museum. Book a spot on Copentel's World War II walking tour in Copenhagen. Take a journey back to the 1940s, when the Nazi German forces had occupied the Danish capital. On this guided walking tour, we will visit the city district of Vesterbro and the city center of Copenhagen. In the company of our historian Rune Edberg, who is specialized in the Second World War and the German occupation of Denmark 1940-1945, you will have the unique opportunity to visit some of the central places of the Danish freedom struggle during the Second World War. You'll become acquainted with the central themes and paradoxes of the period. Danes in the resistance movement and Danes in German service, which came to violent expression through assassinations and bomb attacks that divided the Danish population during the five long years from 1940 to 1945. We will stop outside at some of Copenhagen's most central locations and sites from the Second World War. This includes the former Gestapo headquarters at Schlüsselhuset, where we will hear the story of the British bombing of the building on the 21st of March 1945 and its consequences. We will also visit the place where the resistance group Holger Dansk was founded and come past the dreaded addresses from which Hitler's henchmen ruled Denmark with an iron hand. You can book your spot on Copentel.com.
You have been listening to Copentel, a podcast about Copenhagen and Denmark's history. Written and produced by Danish historian and tour guide Rune Edberg. This podcast features excerpts from Rune Edberg's book Know Your Dane, Unlocking the Secrets to the Danish Mentality, as well as stories from his two walking tours, World War II and Copenhagen, and Copenhagen's Dark History Walk. It is possible to book a spot on these tours on the website copentel.com.